Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We are on Pei Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, B'chol Ma'arvin U'mishtatvin. You can use anything to do Erevin or to do Shittuf. Any food. Chut, except Min HaMayim U'min HaMelach. Not salt and not water. They're not considered things that are chashuv. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Those are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua says, Kikar hu eruv, a loaf, meaning bread, is an eruv. Afilu me'efa sa, even if it's from a huge loaf, v'hi prusa, and it's only a piece, ein ma'arvin ba. You cannot use it. In other words, you cannot use a broken loaf. Has to be a full loaf. I don't care how big it came from. Kikar ki iser. If it's a loaf from an iser, which is a very small amount, but it's a whole loaf, who shalem, and it's shalem, marvin bar, that's fine. It says Rashi on the bottom over there. Uvavad shihei shom kikar is hard, but you grow up into kol echad v'echad, as long as you have enough for everybody, like we said yesterday. But having said that, it can be any size. Okay? As long as it's whole. Now, today's daf is not hard, except for the first lines here. The first gemara here is hard. So, the gemara asks the following question. Tanida chadazimna. We learned this already. We learned what already? That we learned once already, by Erev Tchum, what can you use for a Tchum? So we learned that already. It says, B'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin, chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melach. Right? You can use Erevin and Shittuf, even though it was talking about over there in the context of Eruvei Tchum on Daf Chaf Vav HaMibiz. B'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin, chutz min ha'mayim u'melach. Right? What is our Mishnah coming to add on again by Eruvei Tchum? Right, so what's the difference? Why are we saying it twice? So this is hard. Amar Rabba said, our Mishnah la'afuke midi Rabbi Yehoshua. Is to exclude the Ashita of Rabbi Yehoshua. The Amar who said, Kikar in, a whole loaf, yes. Midi achrina, lo. What happened? Oh, no.
No, the power went out. Like,
by the way, it went out of my house also.
Yeah, like
for a minute.
For a split second. It was like.
That's all you need.
Of course, and that's what I need. Yeah.
Okay. The Amar Rabba, Lafuki Midi Rishud, the Amar Kikar in, Midi Achmini Lo. A whole loaf, yeah. Anything else, not. Kamash Malan. Therefore, comes along Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, Bakal, and says, you could use anything. Right? Bakol. Right? Had our Mishnah not repeated this halacha here on Daf Pei Aleph, if our Mishnah would not repeated that halacha over here, right? What would I have said B'chol Ma'arvin means? I would have said that's only in the world of Erev Tchum. That's where Yeshua agrees that you have to have an Erev Dafka made out of pas. But by an Erubi Chatzeros, everybody will hold like Rabbi Yeshua, you only have to use bread. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer comes along to tell you that he argues whether it's a Ruvei Tchum and whether it's a Ruvei Shetufei Muvos. Look at the Rashi and top Rashi. Lafuki midi Yehoshua da'amar pas in midi achrini lo kamash malan masnis and bakol. Our Mishnah says anything. Afilu yayin u'peiros. Even yayin and peiros. V'ime hahi, if we only would have had this Mishnah here, havamina, I would have thought, hasam hu, there we're talking about Erev Tchums. Umode v'hasam, and over there, Mode Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua agrees, the lekel mechash mishum Eva. There's no issue of Eva. We're going to see in a minute that the reason why you have to use bread is because otherwise there'll be a fight. He used the fancy wine. He used cheap wine. It's such a fun. How come? Come and collect it. Can you want to give? Yeah, okay. I'll give you half an apple. Half an apple. this guy gave a $100 bottle of wine, you give an apple, a half an apple. So to make it no nothing like that going on, what's the halacha? Everyone has to get bread. Was he going to fight in the bread? No. Everyone get bread, that's all. Very simple. Now by tchum, there's not such chashash. It's your tchum. You want to walk on 2,000 amas and put whatever you want over there. No chashash of Eva. You only have Eva with more than one person. You can't have Eva by yourself. Right? Only Eva with one whole group of people in the chazer, it's going to lead to Eva. So to avoid the problem, man, everyone has to get bread. Bread's all the same. Ki hacha by b'chatzeros, time and mishum Eva kizalach hamon. We're going to see in a minute. Aval be'erubi chatzeros, ema lo, lahachi hadar chaniya gabi chatzeros. Maybe be'erubi chatzeros is not true. It's a smaller group of people. Maybe there won't be such Eva. That's why even be'erubi chatzeros. So we're going to see, we're going to see in a minute that's why the mission is repeating itself. The mission is repeating itself to highlight that the same machlokas applies. I would have thought Rishu would agree by tchum. Who cares about tchum? What's the difference what you use? The point is that my residence is really somewhere else over there. What's the difference what I make for my residence? When it comes to other people, there'll be an issue. Kamash Malan, the same machlokas is repeated again. Eishvi Abaya. About yes, the following question. 1 second. It says, "B'chol ma'arvin, eruvi chatzeros." You can use anything. "U'b'chol mishtatfin, shtufin muvos." You can use anything. "V'lo amru la'arv b'pas, ela b'chatzel b'vad." And you only have to use bread only for a chatzer. Now, "Man shmas le'dam ha'pasin midyachuni lo." Who said bread? Yes, nothing else. Rabbi Yoshua. "V'katoni," and yet it says, "Bakol." What does "bakol" mean? Rashi says, Vaktani Bakol, it's further down over there. Apas. I would have thought you could use any kind of bread. We're going to see in a minute. Can you use bread, rice bread? Or could you use inferior bread that the dog won't even go near? Mastisa Nami. Mimai de Bakol, de Tani, Akol Milika Amar. Who said the word Bakol means anything? Ulafuke Mihad Rabbi Yoshua Asa. And it comes to Argon Rabbi Yoshua, who said only bread. Dilma. Bachol diktoni apasko ikabraisa. Maybe bachol means any kind of bread. Vachikamar, kol mine pas, any kind of bread. Marvin bachateros. Umishtatvin mavoi. Bachol mili. Chutimai umelach. Anything except for wine and salt. So the Gemara answers, El amarava rachana, lafuki midyar Yeshua. It really comes to exclude Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar said, shlem in prusalo. Who said only said whole pieces and not prusas. Kamash Milan. Bakol. That's why the comes along the Mishnah and says Bakol, even broken pieces according to Rabbi Eliezer. It doesn't matter at all. Uprusa my time below. Why can't you use a broken piece? Amar Yosi ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe Mishum Eva. It's a problem of Eva. What's Eva? Rashi says, Shebotin Lide Machlokas. They're gonna come to a machlokas. Shaomer Ani knows in Shlema Vata Prusa. I gave a Shlema, you gave a Prusa? What kind of business is that? And it's going to lead to problems. So just the Rosh points out, if you're being mezaka to everybody, then you can use prusas. Because what kind of Ava? You're doing it for the whole town. Everyone's a bunch of lazy good-for-nothings. You have to be the one to do it. Or like most places, right? Only one person is going to step up to the plate. So then of course you can use prusas. You're doing it for them. Right? Make sense? Okay. That's exactly why they made it bread. So once it's bread, now the question is prusa or shlema? So that's already a separate.
It's one guy for everybody.
Ain't a chanami. If it's one guy for. So they made a rule, it's a low plug now. There's low plug though, just has to be bread. Low plug. Or that's how they use matzah. It doesn't spoil. What?
It's Rosh for that way in the Mishnah anyway.
Correct.
The Mishnah clearly says that you have to use a whole thing.
Correct.
Which would be the Tanakam, a whole, not even.
Exactly. So why isn't he worried about Ava on a Prusa? I guess he's not worried about it. He's more understanding. He's more forgiving, right? People aren't so mad. But who's right? You know, Rabbi Yeshua is probably right. Amar le Rav Acha b'Reid Rava le Rav Ashi, Irvu kulam b'Prusas mahu. What about if everybody uses a Prusa? So what's the issue now? Now there's an Ava issue. Everybody shows up with a Prusa, right? So what's the issue? What? Exactly. Amalei Shemayach Zavalukul Kulo. Yeah, today they all come with a prusa. You don't have it tomorrow. Tomorrow, that's still not good. He came with a prutza, and tomorrow the guy, you know what? My wife said I come with a full loaf. You came with a prutza. Look at you. So that all for all these reasons, no prutzas at all. Even if everyone agrees, everybody's not makbid, nobody minds. It's all good. Everyone's mochel. Doesn't matter. Okay, Amar of Yochanan ben Shol, nitla haymenu kidei chalasa. What if somebody removes from the loaf the shear they have to give a challah? Right? Or ukidei dimua, or trumas meiser, mixture. I mean, not sure how much truma. So it's going to a kohen regardless. Marvin loba, that's good for an eruv. In other words, you show up with 85% of a loaf, then where's the rest of it? You know, you're not allowed to bring a prusa. No, because I gave challah. Right, or I gave truma. Fell in that truma's meiser. What? Right, so it's an inferior loaf, or it's small. Even if you give after, all these questions, all these issues. The answer is it's all good. Why? Because it was a mitzvah. So no one's gonna. That's not gonna lead to eva. Okay. The truth is that Tosus sort of asks your question. The Tosus asks, look at the Tosus kidei. Nira l'ri, says the ri. Dafka b'tibula l'chala ubdimua airi. We're only talking about chala or a mixture where you have to give it off. D'i lo boi tikkun ikka eva. If it's not for a rit mitzvah, it's going to lead to eva. Afilu b'chisaron muat. Even if it's 99% whole, it'll lead to a fight. Unless it's for a mitzvah. Mitzvah people back off. Right? D'lishtu d'masnithin mashma. The shlomim legamri boy. The Mishnah's mashma, it's whole, it's got to be whole. Now Tosfos asks, umihu lashon kidei kasha. What do you mean kidei chala? Why didn't it say chala? What do you mean kidei chala? Da'avil lemeimar chalasa v'dimuasa. It should have said your chala and your dimua. What's the kidei chala? Ba'omari, listen to this. The nakat kidei. Why does it say kidei? La'ashmi inan da'filu natal l'shem chala. If you gave it for challah, im hifrish yoser midai tzorech, right? I'm sorry, im hifrish yoser michtei tzorech, ikka eva. It has to be kidei challah. Because, well, I give very, very big challah portions. I'm a very generous person. That won't be good. Why? Because now you come with a loaf. How much challah do you give? What's the matter with you? It's got to be kidei challah. It's challah, not more. Not what you normally give, not what you want to give. It's challah. Otherwise, it's going to lead to fighting. People so mad here on the size of a loaf. The Tosfos asks a very brilliant question. How much is challah? So we're going to see it's either 1/24th if you're a baker, a regular person, or 1/48th if you're a baker. How much is dimua? 1 in 100. So isn't it a little redundant? If you're giving off 1/24th, you're certainly allowed to give one of a hundred. 1/24th is bigger than 1 in 100, no? Yeah. So right? So what kind of Vim Tomar? Kivan da Ashmi'inan kidei chalasa. Since you mentioned you have to give that ichal you're allowed to give. The Havi Echad me arboy mushmona, which is 1/48th. Kolshkein kidei dimua. Certainly you can give dimua to have a yosem imeya. It's 1 in 100. Why did the Brides have to mention that? Right? But Omer Ri, the Solka Daitach, I would have thought you don't have to give the Dimua. Kivan the Chazi Hachi Le Kohen. Well, you can give the Chal to a Kohen. You can give the loaf to a Kohen. Why? Because it's a suffix if there's Truma in here. So normally we say it's Batel, whatever. What do you have to go rely on all that and make the loaf smaller? Give it to a Kohen. He can eat it. Afilu Porta Ika Eva. I would have thought even a tiny amount will be Eva now. What do you mean? What do you mean you took it off and you burnt it or you... What are you doing? Give it to a Kohen. Kamar Shalom, we don't say that. On that little bit, there won't be Ava. Okay.
It's not apparent. You come with a loaf or missing something. You tell one guy.
I agree with you.
The third guy was home. Well, he gave a loaf. What do you mean?
I agree with you. It's very,
telephone,
very.
Forget telephone.
I agree with you. It's very, very. It's almost like hair splitting. It's almost hair splitting. What, they sit there with a tape measure? you know, with an atomic microscope measuring. Seems a little hair splitting.
It should be the whole.
I understand if you give a value that's way lower, it shows like you're being cheap. I understand that. Okay, Vatanya. We have a different brisa that says kidei dimua ma'arvin loba, kidei chalasa ain ma'arvin loba. We have a different brisa that says chala you can't. Right? You can't be you can't join the air where chala was where you take off the chala, because why? On that loaf. Why? Because the loaf is small. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha benachto, ha bechalas nachtom. When does it yes work? By the chala of a baker. Ha, when it doesn't work, it's bechalas by a balabayat. By the chala of a regular person. Why? Because the shear is different. Did not. Because we learned. Chala actually is in this week's parsha. In parsha shlach. Yes, in this week's parsha. Shear chala. What's the shear of chala? Echad me esim v'arba. It's 1 in 24. That's only ha'otze isa la'atmo. If you made an isa for yourself, the isa l'mishta b'no, or you made a party, whatever, for you. You did a wedding for your son, whatever it is. Echad me esim v'arba. 1/24. Nachtom? But if you're a baker, you're that's your business, right? You have a bakery. Shu'otze limkar bashuk. You sell it in the shuk. Or v'chein isha ha'otze limkar bashuk. Oh, well, your wife has a side business. She sells baked goods from the house. Echad me'arba barim v'shmona. It's 1/48. It's much smaller shear. So, in other words, when do we say you're allowed to use challah? When do we say you could bring a loaf where challah was taken off? At 1/48, you're a baker. You took off a little piece. 1/24, that's such a big amount. That we wouldn't allow. Amar of Chista. Okay, that's it. Stop. That's the end of the discussion. Okay, next question. Look at this question. Amar of Chista. Tefara b'kisem, what if the loaf got crumbled, it fell apart? Right, you don't know what you're doing, you bake the loaf, it fell apart. So you could take a piece of wood and connect all those pieces of the challah into one loaf. It's not really connected, but it'll look connected. You took a piece of wood, like a toothpick, or a chopstick, and you made it look like a one piece of loaf. So is that good? Can you show up with a loaf like that?
You had the plastic surgery rebuilding.
You hear this question? You hear a question like this? Can you use a loaf like this? So, Marvin Loba, it's good. I have a Tanya A. Marvin Loba. We have another guy that says that's not good. Lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha, when is it not good? The yada tifra, where you see it's so obvious what a bad job of trying to patch this up. Tifra means to sew. Like I tried to sew up the loaf to make it look like one loaf. It doesn't look like it's one loaf. It doesn't look like it's one loaf. It doesn't work. Ha, the lo yadia tifra. Where it does work, where you don't even realize. You don't even realize that it's not one piece. You did such a good job patching it up. It looks like it's one loaf. That's good.
This is the shoot of Rabbi Yeshua, right?
That what? They have to use a loaf. Correct.
You're using broken parts and we're upset.
Correct. Right, so it looks like it's a loaf. It looks good.
It could be according to him also.
According to him. Who else?
The other
one doesn't give anything.
Like
right, I mean, it's such a funny question. What question is that? So the truth is that this halacha does come up in Lechem Mishnah. There's such a halacha called Lechem Mishnah. You have to use two loaves. So what happens is the only loaf you have is a loaf like this. It's a broken loaf and you have to put it together. So what do you do?
You use it,
right, exactly.
It's like Humpty Dumpty.
Exactly. Next. Amar Zera Amar Shmuel Ma'arvin Bepas Orez Upas Dochen. You can even use it. Now, the whole machlok is what Orez means and what Dochen means. The simplest pshat, Orez is rice and Dochen is millet. What's millet? It's something like rice. Right? It's the easiest way to translate them. It's a machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. It's a machlok is what they mean. It's some rice family and some millet family. Amar Ukva Marshmuel told me straight out, "Bepas Orez ma'arvin, bepas Dochen e ma'arvin. Orez yet, Dochen not. Why not?" No, nothing to do with that. So the Rabbi Yonason says because Orez people made bread out of, and Dochen nobody did that. You show up with some bread. No one eats that, right? No one eats that.
So rice cakes are okay.
Rice cakes are okay. I mean, today people do that, right? People eat rice cake. People eat millet cake? I don't think so. Yeah? In Brazil, it's a big delicacy. Amar Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav, Ma'arvin bepas adashim. You can even use bread made out of lentils. What is that? I have no idea what that is, but okay. Ain't he, is that true? Baha, listen to this. Hahi, Baha Hahi Dahave, Bishani Demar Shmuel. There was once during the years of, during Shmuel's life, Vishadye Leklava, he made that loaf, he threw it to the dog. Even the dog wouldn't eat that. Even the dog wouldn't eat that. Not interested in that. The dog walked away from it. So the Gemara answers, no, no, no. What Shmuel made, Shmuel didn't make lentil bread. That the dog would, that's normal. Hahi, the shar minim hu. He made a bread, a concoction of other minim. Dechziv, like it says, v'ata, kach lecha chit, Hashem tells Yecheskel. Rashi says, this was talking when there was a famine. So Hashem tells Yecheskel, kach lecha chitin, take wheat, usa orin, and barley, upul, and beans, v'adashim, other kind of beans, v'dochen, something else, v'kusmin, and something else, and make a bread out of it. In other words, what Hashem was telling Yecheskel was, when you pour, you try to patch together all different scraps that you have, that's not going to help. That's not going to satisfy you. That's not a normal thing to do. It was like a klal, like what's going to be with the hunger. So why did Shmuel do that? So Shmuel made that. He gave it to the dog. And the dog walked away. I'm not eating that. So you see that's inferior bread. Right. So why did Shmuel do that? Look at this unbelievable Tosfos. One line Tosfos. Tosfos of Vaha. Dahi dahavi b'sheni demar Shmuel. Says Tosfos. Asu, Shmuel made that bread, Linasos, to test, Mataima. What did it taste like? Right? Lefishativa Kodesh Barchel, Yecheskel Asas. Hashem told Yecheskel to do it. So Shmuel says, what kind of thing? Hashem told Yecheskel, I shouldn't at least see what it is? So Shmuel went ahead and made such a bread just to see what that was, well, how bad it was. It's an unbelievable Musar. No? It's unbelievable Shmuel did that. The Musar is Hashem gave a Shmuel said, I want to see what that klal. I want to see what it's like to be hungry. I'm not hungry. I want to see what that's like. To have a loaf of bread that you can't even eat it? Can't even imagine such a thing. Right? We live in such a plentiful... Can't even imagine. So Shmuel... And the dog even wouldn't eat it. Right? I thought that was very interesting.
It wasn't for 5 pounds.
Maybe. It wasn't for the 5 pounds. Such a fine schmecker. Yeah. Wouldn't even eat it. Just I thought it was such an interesting thing to do. No? Such an interesting thing. Rav Papa Amar, a different vort. Hey, Tzuluya, but so was Adam Havi. That pass was heated up in the oven that the fuel was Tzoa. Human being, human Tzoa. They see it like it says. This pasuk is also in Yecheskel. Tahig biglale tzas ha'adam ta'gona le'nehem. Right, it's going to be a sore point for your eyes. My ve'ugas sa'orim tochlena. What does it mean in the pasuk there? That's the beginning of that pasuk. V'ugas sa'orim tochlena. You'll eat ugos made of sa'orim. What does that mean? Amar Rav Chista l'shi'urim. Rav Chista says it means in stages. In other words, you're so poor, you don't even have enough bread. You don't even have enough to eat a normal loaf. You have to make tiny portions. Rav Papa Amar irvasa ka'arevas sa'orim. You're gonna roll it, prepare it like sa'orim. V'lo ka'arevas chitim, not like wheat. Rashi says, Maguna, it's inferior. V'yo yafa, v'lo yafa, it's not good. Kitikun arevas chitim, shemiyafa tikun ha'uga, agula v'na. Not like wheat where you make nice bread. It's like barley where you make inferior bread. Okay? Very good. Next Mishnah. Also hard Mishnah here. No sein adam ma'al lechenvini. A guy walks into a store, a grocery store, and he gives a dollar to the grocer. And he tells the grocer, look at Rashi, Nosin adam ma'al lechenvini, shu mocher yayin, he sells wine, v'dor imo b'mavui, and you live with him in the mavui. The next line of the Mishnah says, ulanachtom, or you walk into a bakery, says Rashi, mocher kikaros, v'dor imo b'chatzar. Rashi clearly just said that if it's a mavui, you could use wine, and if it's in a chatzar, you have to use bread. Right, the Mishnah says you walk into a grocery store, walk into a chenvini, wine. But if it's in a chatzar, it has to be bread. Fine. She is kilo be'eruv im chaveruv. What's happening? They're going to make an eruv. You want to be a part of it. So you give the chenvini a dollar, And you tell the guy, when they come to you for collect the bread, give him bread for me. I'm giving you a dollar now. I want to be included. I'm going away. I'm not going to be home right before Shabbos. I want to be included in the Erev. Here's a dollar. When they come to you for the bread, for you, give it for me also. Okay? Im yavo b'nei mavar, mavui. If the people in the mavui come in, l'kachas mimcha kikar le'erev, o yayin l'shituf, they come to you also. You're also in the mavui here. You're the makola in the street. They come to you. Yeli chelek bo. I have a portion in it. Why? Because I gave you a dollar. Right? So when you give him bread for you, it's including me too. Okay? Does that work? Says the Mishnah, it doesn't work. I'm sorry. Back to the Mishnah. No, it's an adam mal lechenveni. You give a dollar to the chenveni, ulanachtam, or to the bakery, kidei sheyizke lo eruv, that they should include you in the eruv. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says it's good. V'chacham omrim lo zachu lo ma'osav. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Says Hirashi in the bottom. Because we have a rule that money is not a kinyan. Right? It's something that as Americans, it's a hard time understanding. Because in America, when I give you money, I bought it. In halacha, it doesn't work that way. When do you buy something? When do you acquire something? When you pick it up. So here, what did I do? I walked in, I gave you a dollar. Didn't do anything. I didn't acquire anything. I never picked it up. So Rashi says, She'ein mo's konos an she'yibsho. Nothing, you don't acquire anything until you pick it up. Vafilu irev hachenveni hazeh. Lakol ha'acherim. V'zicha, even though he could be zochet for someone else, gam lezeh eino eruv. That also doesn't work. Why? So they say, well, let the chenveni, when he picks up the bread to give it to the collectors, he includes me. Can't say that. Why not? Sharilonis chavim lezakos lo matnas chinam. He's not going to be zochet for free kishar mezakin be'eruv, because like other people, right? Again, I want to make an eruv for the whole block. I don't have to tell you about it. I can do that. You don't have to give me money. I can be mezakin it for all of you on my block, right? So why is it any different over here? He elo litnos hama, because you gave a dollar. Had you walked in and said, please have me in mind, right? Please be mezakin for me, that would work. But since you walked in, funny halacha, but since you walked in and said, here's a dollar, please have me in mind, I'm paying for it. How does that work? It's worse. Dare eino kinuyolo. He's not makin it for you. The kivin de mos eino konos. Since money never is a kinyan. Lo samcha daita. He's not thinking about you. Dahai. Falohave daita lignuye. He never had a mind to be makin it for you. V'nimtza ma'arv lo b'ma'osav shalomi daito. You can't use money that he doesn't know about. It doesn't work. Funny shita. Now, umod.
What if he gives the money and says, I'm giving the money, please mezakeni, please do.
So what are you giving money for?
Because everybody has to somehow participate.
That's what I mean. He can do it without me. I know this guy's a schlep. I don't want the heir to be ruined. I'll include him. I can do that with the whole heir. I can do that. You don't need anybody. The whole mesechta can be very short. This mesechta should be one page. What?
Why is it worse if you give money?
Because then you run into the Kenyan problems. You can't be coin or something until you acquire, until you touch it, until you pick it up. That's not going to happen here.
Say it's a present for John.
But you didn't say that. Umodim bishar kol adam, right? But any other person, who's any other person? Not a store owner. Shezachu lo ma'osav. That would work. If you give the guy, I give you a dollar. My neighbor, do me a favor. Next time they come around, here's a dollar. Give a cookie for me. That would work. She'ein ma'arvin la'adam ela medaito. Right? Because you can only... What is it? She'ein ma'arvin. She'ein ma'arvin la'adam ela medaito. Hilkach, gabe chenveni. I'm in the first skinny line, second skinny line of Rashi. Ki amar lei zachuli. When you tell a store owner to be mezake for me, lo niskavin el litnos haimenu. What you really said was, I want to buy it from you. Otherwise, why do you walk into a store and give the guy a dollar? I'm not buying something. No. When you walk into a store and give a dollar, you're buying something. Where did that kinyan happen? You didn't want him to be your shliach. What did you want him to be? He's a store owner. Umos ain't a konos. Money can't work. Money's not a kinyan. So the store owner put the money into the cash register and forgot about you. Therefore, when they came an hour later for the Erev, you weren't included. Nimtza ma'ariv lo shalola daito. They made an Erev without you being part of it. Aval im mashach kikar. But if I pick up the cookie, v'niach etzlo lakach, right? Then shliach asa, then it becomes your shliach. And Rashi gives a different twist. He says here that's new shlichus. If you walk into a store and give a dollar, he's not your shliach. He's your business person. You're doing business with him. You're buying bread. You told him, by the way, give the bread to what's his name when they come for the Erev. There's no kinyan, that doesn't work. If you picked up the bread and gave it to the store, it's better do me a favor. When he comes in and give it to him, that now he's a shliach, that would work. Which is why the Mishnah says, Ubashar kol adam, anybody else, it would work.
No money.
Correct, no money, it'll work.
Yeah, but if you picked up a loaf,
then
it
would work.
Yeah, and then by mistake, he sold that loaf to someone else.
Correct, then it would work.
Even so.
Correct.
That's where my current pays up. The five families get together. I'll give you $20. Buy me.
We're going to get to that in a minute. So the truth is, at Minat Torah, money is a valid kinyan. Minat Torah. Mid Rabbanon, we say no. What's going to happen? I'm going to buy a computer from you, right? I gave you money. Who owns the computer? Better yet, I'm going to buy a warehouse from you. Everything in the warehouse, the computer, everything, by you. I give you $1 million. What happens? The fire breaks out in the warehouse. You're sitting there watching it burn down. You're not going to call the fire department. You know why? It doesn't belong to you. I didn't even get it yet. I'm still in China making my deals. He's right there. He wouldn't call the police. He wouldn't call the fire department. Why? Why should he? It doesn't belong to me. So because of that issue, one incentive for the seller to take care of it still, we said that money doesn't make a kinyan. Midrabanan, it's not a valid kinyan. Until you pick it up. Okay? However, for certain mitzvos, the chacham go back to the Doraisa. When's that? Erev Pesach. Other Yom Tovim. Other mitzvos, like over here. So we'll get to that in a minute. Good point. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Medrash of Amamurim. When is all this true? By Ruvei Truman. This is all true only by Ruvei Truman. Aval Ruvei Treiros, Chateiros, what's going on here? This doesn't even apply. Marvin Ladaito, Vishlo Ladaito. I don't need you. I can do it without you. Lefi Shadachin LaAdam Shalom B'fanav, Vein Chovin LaAdam Ela B'fanav. Shalom B'fanav. Vein Chovin LaAdam Shalom B'fanav. You can't do something bad for somebody without them being there. So to include you in the Eruv, that's why Mati yesterday asked such a good question. Why is this Masechta so long? Why is it so long, this Masechta? All you have to do is be Mezakeh for somebody else. They don't have to know about it. They don't have to care. What's going on here? All these questions, if the ladder looks like this and the loaf has a splint going through it to make it whole. Forget all this. It's a good question. Right? We're not done. We have 20 more blot in this Masechta. So forget all my tchum. I didn't want to be on that side. I want to go to the shir over there. My grandmother lives on that side. I want to go visit her. That you can't do. You got to tell the guy. Where are you making his tchum for him? But for here, what's the downside? I made it here so that I can carry. I have a bris milah. I didn't even want to carry. And by the way, you can also carry now. What's his own downside? Okay. What? Yeah, it means both. It means both. Correct. Now, by the way, the Mishnah started off with Rabbi Eliezer said, you could do this. You could walk into a store and give the guy a dollar. It would work. So how does it work? The question, the halacha is so strong. How does it work? My time with Rabbi Eliezer, halo masha. You never did a mashiach. How does it work? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Asar Rabbi Eliezer, Kedala Praka Bashana. Rabbi Eliezer equates the din of Eruv with the din of four times in the year. What are the four times in the year? Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Those four times in the year, what's with that? Ditnan, Bedalat Prakam Elu, these four times of the year, Mashchitin Es HaTabach Balei Karcho, you can force a butcher to shecht meat, afilu shor shove elef dinar, even if a shor worth $1,000, the ein lilokeach elef dinar echad, and he only has $1, kofenos lishchot, you force him. Lufikach, therefore, imes, if the animal dies, mes lalokeach, it belongs to the buyer, even though he's not even there yet. Lilokeach? Belongs to the buyer? Halo mashach. But he never did a mashicha. So Amar Ravuna, Bishop Hashach, no, he did do a mashicha. But we're going to reject that. Why? Ihachi, Ema Seifa. Bishayim Mos Hashana, Enokim. The rest of the year, that's not the halacha. Lafikach, Emeis, Meis, Lamocher. Therefore, if it dies in the seller's hands. So if that's the case, Amayho Mashach. Why is it in the seller's problem? The guy did mashicha. So we're going to give two answers. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. La'olam b'shalom mashach. Really, there is no mashicha here. Hacha mayaskinan kishizike lo ayde acher. You mezake it onto someone else. So b'dalad prakam elu, these four times a year, zchus hu lo, zachin lo shalom b'fanav. It's a zchus, it's a guarantee that on these four times a year, besides Erev Pesach, on every yontif, it's a zchus, it's an automatic benefit to eat meat. I don't like meat, I want to have milchiks, I like chicken better. None of that, none of those arguments. On a Stama Tuesday, you could say that. Why'd you ask me to buy meat? I don't eat meat. Why'd you ask me? Why'd you do that for me? I didn't ask you to do that. That's not a zechus for me. On Yontif, it's automatically a zechus. Therefore, it works. He's equating Erevin with that. B'shayim Rosh Hashanah, t'chov hu lo, ein chovin la'adam she'ela b'fanav. The rest of the year, who said the guy wants meat? It's not necessarily a good thing. So too over here. I walk into the store and I give a dollar to the storekeeper. Yeah, I didn't make an Eruv. I didn't make a Kinyan. It doesn't matter. We revert. It doesn't matter. It works like this works. It's an automatic Zechus. By the way, Tosfos asks on the top Tosfos, he asks, in the third to last line, V'hadlo chashiv Erev Yontif Rishon Shel Chag. What about Erev Sukkos? What really about that Yontif? Right? I understand why we left it the second day to Pesach, because it's not a Yom Tov Neatzmo. What about the Erev Sukkos? It's Amar Ben Atan. Listen to this. Mishum Dekule Alma Tridi Besukkah Velulav. Everybody's busy, but you're busier on Erev Sukkos than on Erev Pesach. Nobody is that way. Ein Lahem Pnai Laharbos Bishchita Kolkach. You don't have time to be busy with food. Now, on Erev Pesach, I would say that's true, but Erev Pesach is a chiyuv to eat a carbon Pesach. You have a chiyuv. You have to be busy with it. Erev Sukkos, you don't have to, so therefore you're not, right? Also interesting. That was the Gemara's first answer. The first answer was that it's an automatic zechus. Automatic zechus. Second answer, Revila Amar B'Yochanan. No, B'dalad Prakim Elu, these four times a year, He'emidu Chachamim Devein Al Divrei Torah. We revert back to the halacha of the Torah. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Devar Torah Ma'os Konos. No, money is a valid kinyan. Money's a valid kin. Nama Arma Mashicha Kone. Why do we require Mashicha? Because Gzeira Shema Yomolo Nisrifu Chitecha Baliyah. I might say, well, the stuff burns in the attic. I didn't find. Why should I bother saving it? That belonged to me. That's crazy. That would be a crazy society. Therefore, we require Mashicha. Okay. So 1 second. Asks the Magen Avraham. So why does an Erev require Mashicha if it's a mitzvah? Because the Maharil says that you can do the same thing with wine for Kiddush. You acquire it even though you didn't pick it up. Why? Because for a mitzvah, we revert back to the Divrei Torah. Says the Magen Avraham, what kind of thing is that to say? And therefore, if it burns, it'll belong. The liquor store burns down, it belongs to the buyer, even though he was away. Like a Minotaurah halacha. So the Magen Avraham says, what's going on here? By Erev, you have to make a Kinyan. By Erev, you have to make a Kinyan. You have to pick it up, right? Well, Mashicha, right? You have to pick it up, the Erev, right? Why do you have to do that? So he answers, Erev is not a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. There's no mitzvah to have an Erev. It's not a mitzvah to have an Erev. It's a mitzvah, derabbanon, to prevent you from carrying on Shabbos. Wouldn't it be nice to make an Erev? Not a mitzvah to make an Erev. You can't compare them. They're apples and oranges. Therefore, you have to do Mashicha by an Erev. Okay.
What is that? You're saying here that
You still have to, some of it, someone has to pick it up. As opposed to, by the meat, nobody had to pick it up. Right? You call the butcher, okay, I'm buying, oh, excellent. That's it, it's done. So we said, we didn't even have yesterday and the day before, you have to pick it up. We learned that. You can be medaket for someone else. Still, someone has to pick it up. Okay. Umodim b'shai kol adam, man shai kol adam, who's any other person, where the shlichus would work. Amarav balabayit. It's a balabayit. V'chein amashmul balabayit. Amashmul lo shal nachtom. That's only true by a baker, by a bakery. Ava balabayit kona, but a regular person, it would work just by a kinyan. Amashmul lo shal elama. That's only good if it's a money. Aval kli kona, but a kli would work. Amashmul lo shal elo the amar lo zichalo. Aval amar eruv lo. That's only if he said the word zicha. But if he said the word eruv, then shliach shaviu v'kani. You make him into a shliach, and that would work even if he's a store owner. When is all that true? When is that true? Only by year of tchum, or it's not necessarily a zechus for you. Not only that. Anytime Rabbi Yehuda opens his mouth in Erevin, we hold like him. Even a mavui where somebody took away the lechi or the korah in the middle of Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda said you could still carry in there over Shabbos. Even that, Amalei, no, I said be'ervin amarti. Look, I said be'ervin we hold like him. Lo b'mechitzos, not by mechitza. That's a mechitza issue. That's not an ervin issue. Amalei Ravacha b'reid Ravava l'Ravashi halacha makal de pligi. One second, you get up and made it now. Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. That means someone argues on this. Who argues on this? But Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Rabbi Shuvan Levi said, "Kol makom she'amar Rabbi Yehuda emetzai ubameh." Whenever Rabbi Yehuda says emetzai or ubameh dvar murim. When is that true? Mishnah Seinu in a Mishnah ena el lefarish tiv chachamim. He's just coming to not arguing. He made a big announcement. We hold Rabbi Yehuda. Who argues on Rabbi Yehuda? Nobody argues. V'lo pligi. What do you mean they don't argue? But na anantanan. Tosfu aleh and Mosif. If you want to add on to the Erev, you can add on. Umazake, and you can be Mazake for people for Tarach Lo Dio. But you have to let them know. What do you see? You have to let them know? Rabbi Yehuda said, you don't have to let them know. You see, they argue. No, Chatzar, that's all. B'chatzar she'ein, she'bein shnei muvoth. That's a Chatzar between two Mavuis. So by making Erev on one side, you can't use the other side. So who said the guy wants that? They have to inform him. Amar v'shizbi, amar v'chista, zosa meres, kol kadal v'chaver or bihuda. That the v'chista said they argued. Ella, gavra, gavra karamis. You tell me there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shuvan Levi? In other words, Rabbi Shuvan Levi said that whenever Rabbi Yehuda opens his mouth, said b'med v'amurim murim or emesai, we hold like him. He's not arguing. Shmuel didn't agree with that statement. Shmuel said, it could be they are arguing. So to say that the two people are arguing. Marsav are pligi, or Marsav are low pligi. Right? Look at the top Rashi. Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Ad Shmuel, Shmuel da Amar Halacha. Shmuel said, the Halacha is like Yehuda. Why? He held Savar pligi. He held that just even when Rabbi Yehuda says, Amasai, they're still arguing. Rabbi Shuvan was Savar low pligi. Rabbi Shuvan held to not arguing. Alright? Good. We'll stop here.
They're arguing about if they're arguing or not.
Exactly. Excellent. They're arguing about if they're arguing. Everyone have a great day. We'll pick up tomorrow.